This is MSO News Sports, and this is North Shore High School Basketball on a Friday night from Lynn Classical High School. And tonight, we have a great girls matchup. Two of the North Shore's top teams, in fact, the two teams tied for first place in the Northeastern Conference North Division, Revere and Lynn Classical, are meeting tonight. Both teams coming in with league records of 6-0. Classical's got a 10-1 overall record. They've qualified for the state tournament on the strength of their win earlier this week against Lynn English High School. Meanwhile, Revere is 6-2. They lost to Holy Name and Amesbury out of league so far this year. So it is Revere at Lynn Classical in girls North Shore High School basketball here tonight on MSO News Sports. Now we'll check in with both head coaches in just a moment. Leanne O'Hara from Revere High School and Tom Sawyer, the head girls basketball coach, rather, at Lynn Classical High School. And if you go to our website and go to our posts, we have a complete schedule of North Shore basketball slated for tonight. So what we'll do here is we'll step aside, back with the coaches. Coach O'Hara of Revere right ahead here on MSO News Sports.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings. With 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore, we have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender. MSO NewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Leanne O'Hara, head girls basketball coach at Revere High School. And Leanne, here you are in Lynn. Big game here tonight against the Rams.
Yeah, it's a great league game. Both of us haven't lost a game yet in the NEC, so it'll be a great matchup.
All right, tell me about your team. You're at 6-2 overall, 6-0 in the league, and you know, where are you at as far as where you want to be at and where the team is kind of at right now? Because, you know, I've been noting with coaches in the last week or so, the schedule's been, with the holidays and then the weather and then the weird scheduling around Martin Luther King Day, it's been kind of strange.
Yeah, we actually lucked out and were able to play Saugus the day after Martin Luther King Day. So it's actually been pretty good for us. Yeah. Over Christmas break, we had a kind of long break or right after that. So that was kind of hard to get back into. But I guess overall, the team chemistry is great right now, so they're working very well together. They're learning each other's strengths and weaknesses and trying to plan accordingly for that. I think what we are working on most is being disciplined on offense and disciplined on defense. Working on our patience on offense. I think a lot of times kids take a shot, not the right shot, and so we've definitely been working on that.
I think the kind of a general question here would be, okay, they know how successful you've been the last few years. So how is this team compared to, say, last year's team?
I think we're younger. We're a little shorter. But I think we're a little bit more aggressive. But sometimes it's a little bit undisciplined aggressive. We need to work on some of our habits, reaching and playing defense and that kind of stuff.
Well, I've noticed some boys' games where that happens quite a bit, so you may not be in that bad a company, Leanne.
No, that's definitely true. It's definitely true.
All right. Talk to me before we do the starting lineup here a little bit about Valentina Pepik. She's one of your co-captains. Actually, let's talk about your two co-captains. Let's put them together here. But Valentina hit the 1,000-point mark earlier this year in her career. So tell me about your two co-captains.
Both of them are great leaders. They've stepped up in a huge way to be good role models for their teammates. As players, Tatiana's a great point guard. She's running offenses, changing up defenses, calling that stuff out and leading them. And Valentina's just, they used to call her a scoring machine, and she's continued to do that. She's always working on some part of her game. Lately, she's been working on her defense, trying to get ready to play Division I basketball. So.
And the thing about Valentina, what's her height right now? What's she about? She's close to 6 feet, right?
Yeah, I think she's 6'2".
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She
yeah.
might be like 6'1¾", but she'll tell you 6'2".
Yeah, okay. All right, that sounds good. All right, well, why don't you run through your starting lineup, which tonight for Revere, but it includes a freshman.
It does include a freshman. So she is our starting forward, which she's kind of small, but she's really savvy and has great moves around the rim, and that's Caroline Stacio. And she's stepped into the role of being a leader and working hard on defense and really wants to prove that she belongs in that position. So she's been working really hard. Our starting guards are Erica Cheever, who's been averaging 7 points a game. It has just great, tremendous patience and composure on the court. She actually won the game versus Glasgow last year on the foul line as a freshman, so tremendous poise. Emily DiGiulio is our junior. She's also playing the guard position. She actually has been stepping up and playing some of a forward position, which is new to her. She does a great job rebounding, and she has a great shot. She doesn't shoot as much as I'd like her to, but she's definitely capable of scoring. And then Tatiana Icavello is our point guard, and Valentina is our center.
Yes, gotcha. All right, Coach. Well, good luck to you tonight, and continued success.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Leanne O'Hara, girls basketball coach at Revere High School, with us before the game here. And we'll be back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports. We are joined by Tom Sawyer, girls basketball coach at Lynn Classical High School. And Tom, 10-1, congratulations. That 10th victory means that you are in the state tournament. That happened almost as soon as it possibly could happen for you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bill. Yes, we're very excited to get our 10 wins. I told the kids after that 10th win that there's the second fastest team to ever do that. My very first year as an assistant, when we had Monique Lee and Takiya Faison, we were 20-0, and they were 20-0, so they did it one game faster. But congratulations to this group of kids, because to get 10 wins at this point is rewarding. It's a goal, and now of course you're playing for seeding.
Yeah, and you played a tough schedule. I mean, non-league schedule as well, and all of that stuff as well.
Yeah. We scheduled Beverly a second time because we knew that'd be a challenge, and we agreed to go to their place. So we were lucky on Martin Luther King Day in the afternoon to come away with a 2-point win, which was a big win for us. So that was a good win. We recently beat Peabody, so that was a good win as well. So yeah, happy with where we're at right now. But we got a big challenge in front of us tonight with the undefeated Revere Patriots.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach, tell me about aspects of your game that you're the overall team aspects of the game that you've that you're pleased with, and where do you still need to work?
Yeah, I'm pleased with our balance. The best teams out there are multidimensional. You got to be able to get your scoring from different spots because different teams are going to try to take away different things. So I'm pleased with our balance. We still need to work on limiting our turnovers and making sure that we get as many possessions with the ball that lead to shots and not turning the ball over. So, you know, we continue to work on that.
What are the challenges that this Revere team presents to you? I know they've got some inside height with Valentina Pepic.
Yeah, I mean, but unfortunately, yeah, they do. And she's going Division I for a reason, and she's 6'2", and we don't have anybody that's even close to that. And she's a very good player. So it starts here, but it doesn't end there. Their other four or five players that they'll play tonight are all talented basketball players. So it's not like you can say, you know what, we're just going to, you know, leave so-and-so absolutely wide open, and if she shoots a wide-open shot, then that's good for us. That's not the case tonight because all those kids can play basketball and can shoot the ball. So they're multidimensional too, multifaceted, which is tough to defend.
Yeah, I just had a crazy thought, Tom. It's too bad when you double-team somebody. If you double-team a six-footer, you can't put 2 4-and-a-halves on her. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work that way, does it?
No, I wish it would. If we could put somebody on somebody else's shoulders, maybe we could come up to 6'2".
I don't know why I thought about it, and I wish I hadn't. But, okay, so here we go. Coach Sawyer, maybe you can share with us the classical starting lineup tonight.
Yeah, starting tonight for us will be our senior point guard, number 3, Jaylee Medrano. She'll have the ball in her hands a lot of the time for us. She sets the tempo, gets into the things offensively and defensively that we want to. Her running mate in the backcourt is number 4, a junior guard, Jasmine Massey. Tremendous improvement from one year to the next. This is her first year on varsity, and she went from the JV team to a varsity starter. Our forwards are Arianis Delgado, number 15, good rebounder, also can step out and shoot the ball, which will be important for us tonight. Our fourth starter is a forward, Gene Gupton. He's a sophomore, probably the most improved player in our program from one year to the next. And the kid just loves basketball, loves to play, works hard, gives you everything that she's got. And our fifth and final starter is a senior forward, Tiara Horton. If you read the Lynn item today, that article did a great job talking about Tiara Horton being our glue player. She's the player that does all the little things that we need, takes charges, is in the right help defensive position, provides leadership on the floor. So those are our 5 starters tonight that we're going to start the game with.
All right, Coach, good luck to you tonight and the rest of the way as well.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Okay. Thanks for coming down.
Yep. Tom Sawyer, girls basketball coach at Lynn Classical High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.
Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
Welcome back to Lynn Classical High School. Bill Newell here. We're kind of right around courtside here, a little behind the scorer's table here. I think a very good location for us here tonight, I'm hoping. And we have a girls basketball matchup, as you've been hearing, between Revere and Lynn Classical High School, the top two teams in the Northeastern Conference North Division. Just so looking ahead for these two teams, Revere is at Winthrop on Tuesday night, while this Lynn Classical team will be playing at Saugus on Tuesday night. So that'll be a tough matchup there for the Rams as they advance on. So we're just about ready for the tip-off of tonight's game. Jumping for Classical High School will be Arianis Delgado, and it will be Valentina Pepic jumping for Revere High School. Pepic with that height advantage, as we've been talking about, coming in about 6'2". The ball is tipped, and it's controlled by Revere High School as they start in backcourt. with the ball for Revere High School is Incavillo as she goes from right to left, working it around the perimeter. Now has it up top. Good patient ball movement, as Coach O'Hara was talking a little bit about in our pregame show. Here's a straight on three from Incavillo, and it is good as we are underway in the scoring department. Way, way out there, a three-point shot by Incavillo. 3-0 our score, 30 seconds gone by. Classical basketball. Jaylee Madrona with a dribble on the left side, comes left baseline, a little runner, doesn't go, ball tipped out of bounds, off of Classical, it will be a Revere basketball. Revere is working right to left here, they have the away, kind of dark blue uniforms, white numbers, some red trim, while Classical is the home team here, and they have the home white uniforms with the green trim and gold, green numbers, and a traveling violation in backcourt called against Revere, turnover, Classical basketball. Trailing 3:44 seconds gone by in tonight's game. Inbounds pass stolen away by Revere High School's Incavillo. Comes up over midcourt, fires it down into the corner. Ball stripped away there. Cheever had it, stripped away from her by Classical. And here comes Classical back on the attack. There's a straight-on jumper from the foul line. Doesn't go there. Off the fingertips of Tiara Horton. Right baseline shot is good. It's a two. From out on the right baseline by Jaylee Madrona. So it is a 3-2 game. A little backcourt pressure here by Classical on Revere. It comes to Pepik in the middle. Drops it off for Stasio. Into the paint, off for Pepik. A shot is around the rim, doesn't go. First shot for her in tonight's game. 3-2 game. Classical trails. They've got the ball up over midcourt. With the ball, Madrona fades to the left side. Two hands over her head. Pass back on the right for Horton. Back to Madrona. Looking at man defense by Revere High School. 6:20 to go first quarter. Going down with a pass to the right block, a turn to the basket, and a shot there by Horton. Doesn't go. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be a Revere basketball. Ball rolling over the end line. Oh, we have a great halftime for you here tonight. Bill Devin, athletic director at Classical High School, and his predecessor, Dick Root. Up over midcourt, a shot taken there by Pepik, doesn't go. Rebound Classical. Rams still trail one. 2 minutes gone by first quarter. Madrona with a drive to the basket. A scoop shot doesn't go. An offensive rebound, put back up. Shot doesn't go by Delgado. Pepik with the rebound for Classical High School. I'm sorry, for Revere. Here's a pull-up jump shot. It is around and no good by Revere's Incavillo. Tatiana Incavillo. And it is a Classical basketball. Madrona slowly up over midcourt. On the right side, Delgado. Ball deflects out of bounds off of Classical over the end line. It'll be a Revere ball. Emily DiGiulio to inbound with backcourt pressure. Up on the right for Erica Cheever. Up to midcourt. Turnover. Ball taken away by Classical's Massey. Down court on the left side. Massey takes the shot. No, from the wing. Rebound Pepik. Shovels it off to Incavillo. Incavillo on the dribble up over midcourt. One of the co-captains on this team has the deep three for their 3 points in tonight's game from straight on. Stasio, the freshman, works it from the left corner off to the right corner. There's a straight on jump shot taken by Cheever. No. Rebound fought for on the floor. Picked up there by Classical. Gene Gupton with it. Up court. Ahead for Horton. Tiara Horton back over for Madrona. Straight down the lane. A runner off the rim to the right. No good. Rebound. Revere. Up court. Incavillo with it. Off on the right side for Cheever. Cheever, two hands. Back up to Pepik. Foul line to the right. A pass to the right baseline. A shot taken there. Doesn't go. Off the fingertips of DiGiulio. Rebound controlled by Classical. Now just 4 minutes to go in tonight's first quarter. With it, Madrona outside on the dribble. Weaves left, right, back to the right. Into the corner to Horton. Back up top for Massey. Massey drives to the basket, but there's a foul on the floor outside, I believe, before the shot. Foul is on Cheever, his first foul in tonight's game. And it will be a Classical basketball on the end line underneath their own basket. Underneath their own basket. Inbounds from the end line comes off for Horton, and Horton drives and lays it in. Clasco with a 4-3 lead right now. Here's Revere up over midcourt, dropping it off for DiGiulio on the right for Cheever. Cheever shovels a pass down in the right corner, coming in from the right baseline. They kick it off for Pepet. She kicks it back up high. Now they throw it away out in the left corner. Classical hanging in. Oh, by the way, Classical is not playing tonight. When should have mentioned this earlier, and I do apologize for this, without their top player, Paris Wilkie, out injured. She is day-to-day with this injury. They do expect her back soon, from what I understand, though. Here's a take to the basket by Classical's Gupton, and she lays it in. Now it's a 6-3 lead for Classical High School. Gupton started on the left block, swung it into the paint, and then laid it in off the glass from the right side. 6-3 our score, Revere basketball. So far, they really haven't been able to get Pepik into the offense here. She's got a few shots and some rebounds. And here's a shot from the right corner from the outside by Revere. Doesn't go. Rebound Classical. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Here's Medrano down the lane. A shot doesn't go, but there's a foul. I think we're shooting here, though. Medrano to shoot. Or are they shooting? No, they're not shooting. Foul on the floor. Second team foul on Revere. And that foul was on Icovello. Shot is missed. Rebound by Revere. With the rebound, DiGiulio, Emily DiGiulio. And Icovello brings the ball up over midcourt on the dribble. To the right side, fades. Goes cross-court left to Stasio. Stasio dribbles to the left. Coach O'Hara off to our right, looking for the team to run a offensive play. 9 on the shot clock. Icovello outside. 2 hands off on the left. Now working it down left side for Cheever. 3 off the glass and in. Erica Cheever, with the shot clock running down, ties the game at 6. For probably 26 of those 30 seconds on the shot clock, Coach O'Hara was not too pleased with what she was seeing until the ball banked off the glass and in for the 3. Here's a take to the basket by Classical's Tierra Horton off the glass and in, and on the fly off the right block. Ball stolen by Classical's Massey off to Horton. She lays it up. She's fouled. That's Gupton with the take to the basket, so she'll go to the line for 2 shots. Well, Gupton, it'll be the third team foul on Revere. And the foul is on DiGiulio. 1.5 minutes to go, first quarter. At the free throw line, Jean Gupton, a sophomore. Free throw is good. She'll have another. Horton with 4 points here tonight. Medrano with 2. Gupton now with 3. Gupton at the free throw line. Revere has hit 2 threes here tonight. Icovello and Cheever. Free throw is missed by Gupton. Rebound pulled down by Revere. They trail by 3. 9-6 with 1:25 to go, first quarter. Icovello with the ball up over midcourt. Off on the left side for Stasio. Stasio on the right-hand dribble. Flips a pass off for Pepik. Pepik puts it on the floor. Dribbles. Now kicks a pass out on the right side. 13 on the shot clock. Icovello has it back up top on the right wing. Moves to the middle, weaves to the foul line, down the paint, off for Pepik, off the glass, up, no. Follow up, Pepik, no. Rebound, Fockbohr goes over the end line. Last touch by Revere's Stasio, and it will be a Classical basketball. Timeout. Called by Revere, and we'll take it here. Here on MSO News Sports, we're in the near the end of the first quarter with the score of Classical 9, Revere 6 here on MSO News Sports.
Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
We hope to check some scores as we move through the evening with you here tonight. North Shore basketball. We have a complete schedule up on our website of the North Shore High School basketball games. Try to take your mind off the Tom Brady hand injury. Showed up today with the two red gloves at the press conference. Very non-committal, but he was smiling a little bit. We think he'll play. Classical basketball, they have it right block, and it's Delgado banging it in off the glass for 2 points. 11-6, Classical leading here with just under a minute to go first quarter. Back underway here, Revere basketball. Stasio with it, a double in the corner. She's in trouble, and it's tied up. Gloucester High School leading Salem in girls basketball, 14-12 at the end of the first quarter. It's a classical basketball on the arrow, and here's a take to the basket. A scoop shot is good by Cabrew. Chloe Cabrew with the 2 points. 13-6, 30 seconds to go. Here's Pepik, pass off on the right side, and a drive, a shot taken there by Harper. No, just into the game. Here's Pepik with a follow-up. Soft touch underneath. No. And the rebound pulled back out. Icavello, a three from the left wing. No. Rebound on the floor. 9 seconds. Classical run to the basket. A lay up attempt. A foul. And the foul is on Icavello. That's her second foul. Icavello's second foul. So that's big for Revere at this point in the game with 5.6 seconds to go in the quarter. And here is Massey at the free throw line for Classical. First one is good, fouled in the act of shooting. She'll have another. Gives Classical a 14-6 lead here. This is the battle for first place in the Northeastern Conference. Both of these teams coming in at 6-0 with league records. Massey's second one, nice. High arc is swishing through for two free throws now for Jasmine Massey. Revere basketball, 5 seconds. The ball in backcourt. They bring it up to midcourt. Off on the left side, they don't get a shot off. Cheever tried to launch one, but it was as the buzzer was sounding. She did not release the ball in time, and the quarter comes to an end. So for the home Classical Rams, a good first quarter for them. After a little bit of a slow start, they come on strong and lead at the end of one, 15-6 over Revere.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Well, the Gloucester girls basketball team started the second quarter with a big 10-0 run to take a 24-12 lead over Salem in the second quarter of that game. Here, 15-6 our score, Classical leading Revere, but Revere has the basketball here to start the second quarter. DiGiulio with it, right corner, off to Stasio, deeper in the corner. They work it around the perimeter, looking at a zone defense here. Right wing three is a swish by DiGiulio. Emily DiGiulio. All of the Revere points have come from outside the three-point arc here in tonight's game. Madrona with the dribble up over midcourt. Off on the right, a three launched there by Delgado. Ball tied up on the floor. Possession arrow will go to Classical High School. They'll get it on the end line. It was tied up in the paint. 31 seconds gone by second quarter here at Classical High School. Girls basketball. Again, Paris Wilkie not playing tonight for Classical. I think it's the third straight game she's missed due to an injury. So she's kind of day-to-day here with that injury. Here's a runner to the basket. Medrano lays it in from straight on, banking it off the glass and in. 17-9 the score in backcourt. Backcourt pressure. Revere struggling with it. They go left to right on the backcourt pass. Off on the right up for Stasio. Stasio coming to the basket. Shut down, though. Classical regroup quickly defensively. Here's a right corner three ball. No, taken there by Stasio. And the rebound is pulled down by Classical on the end line. And up court come the Rams. Moving left to right. Medrano on the dribble. To the foul line left. Off on the left side for Horton. Pull up jump shot. No, rebound pulled down by Revere's Erica Cheever. She's on the dribble herself up over midcourt. Bounce pass off on the right side for DiGiulio. Take to the basket up to Pepik, and she is fouled. Well, that's what I would think Coach O'Hara would like to see. Pepik getting the ball, putting the ball, getting an opportunity to put the ball on the floor with a take to the basket, drawing a shooting foul here. So Valentina Pepik, a 1,000-point score, along with Paris Wilkie at the free throw line. Valentina Pepik, one of the co-captains for this Revere team, a senior. Free throw in the air. It's got it. Very nice touch. Substitution here. Revere's Chloe Giordano coming into the game. Going out of the game is Emily DiGiulio. Classical makes a substitution as well. Delgado going out of the game. Here is Pepik's second free throw. That's in the air, and that's good. 2-for-2 for Valentina Pepik. Her first points of the game. They come with 6:38 to play in the second quarter. We're here at Classical High School. Girls basketball on MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. Great to have you with us tonight. Classical's traveling. Setting up in the offensive end, getting into the half-court game. One of their players started to walk before they dribbled. 17-11 the score, with the Rams leading here at home. In backcourt with the ball, Cheever kicks it off. There's a double up by midcourt. They get a pass off for Giordano off on the right underneath. Pepik lays it in. So Pepik was able to get the angle, hit it off the glass from the right side, and Revere is close to within four, 17-13. Palming violation on Classical. Another turnover. Substitution. Revere sending in DiGiulio. And coming back into the game is, or coming in for Classical High School is Arianis Delgado. Just had a very short breather on the bench a moment ago. Cheever of Revere with the dribble off on the right side for Giordano. They trail 4, 17-13. Pepik with the ball outside right side. Goes off on the left for Harper. Ayla Harper down in the corner right side for Giordano. A jump shot. No. Pepik tries to. Oh, no. Offensive rebound put up. No. The shot by DiGiulio. But she draws a foul underneath. A shooting foul here. Looks like that's on Tiara Horton. First foul there. Second team foul. 5:37 to go in the quarter. Or until halftime. At the free throw line is Emily DiGiulio for Revere. Her team trails 4, 17-13. Free throws in the air. That's good. Well, Revere's shooting free throws here tonight. They're 3-for-3. Second one is in the air, and that is no good. 17-14. The score, offensive rebound, Revere. Pepik, a shot doesn't go. Offensive rebound again, though, for Revere. They kick it out on the right side. A shot taken by Harper. That doesn't go. The Rams get this rebound and start up court. With the ball up over midcourt, Medrano. Cutting it off on the left, a drive by Horton. No, the follow-up is put in. That's Delgado with that basket. 19-14 the score. 5 minutes to go, first half. Two-hand pass up over midcourt. This time Revere breaks the press quickly. Back on a return pass for Pepik. A shot doesn't go. And the rebound is Classical's. Medrano down court underneath. A layup by Delgado doesn't go. Revere rebound. With it, Harper charging up court. Off-balance layup. No, but she draws a foul. So Harper does not make the shot. She goes to the basket, does draw the foul, and Aya Harper will go to the free throw line for Revere, looking for her first points of the night. Her team trailing is trailing by five. Harper at the free throw line. Classicer Skylar Creighton getting ready to check into the game. Free throw is good. Harper with her first points of the night. ...19-15 the score. Second one is in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound Pepik underneath, up for the offensive rebound, and shot is good. Valentina Pepik with the two-point follow-up offensive rebound and put back up and in, and Revere is close to within two, 19-17. 4.5 minutes to go, first half. Delgado spinning off on the right side. Here's a three ball from the right wing taken there by Massey. No good. Offensive rebound put back up and in on a drive to the basket by Gupton. Gene Gupton with the 2 points. 21-17. Good ball movement by Classical High School there. Press has been kind of has had Revere struggle a little bit here this time. This time they do break it well. Harper off on the left side for Giordano. Back up top for Harper. Harper for Cheever. Goes cross-court left with a pass off for Giordano. Back for Harper. Off on the right, Cheever. Cheever, and a shot there by Harper doesn't go, and goes out of bounds. Revere right now is playing with Tatiana Icovello because she is on the bench right now with two personal fouls here. And I think she'll sit for a little bit while longer. While Revere stays in contact here. Picked up her second foul right near the end of the first quarter. Here's Classical with the basketball up to midcourt. Medrano with it. Looking at man defense. Gets a pick. Rolls to the left side. Comes up high for Creighton. Down to the right corner. A three. No traveling. Traveling violation against Classical. Revere basketball trailing by four with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Game right here on MSO News Sports here on a Friday night. Revere basketball moving right to left here. Giordano off on the right side for Cheever. Down in the corner for Stasio, the freshman. Up to Cheever on the wing. Off a cross-court left side for Giordano. Pull-up jump shot is taken there by Emily DiGiulio. Doesn't go. Defensive rebound by Classical High School. A foul in backcourt. And that foul is on Cheever. That'll be her second foul, too. Well, in our news department, we're being told that the Senate has scheduled a vote on the budget bill for 10 o'clock tonight. Medrano off underneath for Delgado, and she lays it in for 2 points for Classical High School. 23-17. Here's Revere with the basketball. Giordano up over midcourt on the near side left. Goes to the middle. Down in the left corner back to Giordano. On the wing on the left side toward DiGiulio. Pass is stolen away. Here's a Classical take to the basket. Ball knocked out of bounds on a shot there taken by Massey, Jasmine Massey. It will be Classical basketball on the end line underneath their own basket. Pass looped in up for Gupton. The shot doesn't go. Offensive rebound, though. Pull back up. Now it goes into backcourt. And this will be a backcourt violation as Classical runs back into the backcourt to retrieve it. Linfield boys basketball leading Pawtucket 62-57 at the end of three quarters. Here we have 2:21 to go at the end of in the second quarter. Revere is trailing here by 6 points here. Traveling violation against the Patriots. So it'll be a Classical basketball in backcourt. Check all the scores on MSO News Sports and other notes. Things break during the weekend here on MSO News Sports. Here is a Massey three-pointer from the left corner. Attempt, no. Offensive rebound put up around, no good by Classical's Skylar Creighton. And the rebound is Revere. Up court, Harper. Harper pulls it back out after making a sort of an attempt to the basket. Down left corner for Stasio. Comes baseline underneath the basket is traveling. Classical substitution, Chloe Cabrew coming into the game, and Skylar Creighton going out. So it's 23-17, a minute 40 to go first half. Classical basketball. They have the lead here at Classical High School. With it, Medrano. Off to Delgado. Delgado drives to the basket and lays it in off the glass. Kind of got in very easily on that right baseline. Her eighth point of the night for Delgado in Classical High School. More pressure in the backcourt. Revere breaks it. With it, Cheever, right side. Goes off on the left for Harper. Harper working with Cheever, middle and right of the court, outside. Now two-hand pass back off on the left side for, I think it's Cunningham just into the game. And goes down low. And a shot is up, no good. Taken there by Stasio. Rebound, Classical High School. Rams doing the job on the boards here tonight. They lead 25-17. Ball with it, Medrano, left side. On the dribble, gets a pick, comes to the foul circle, rather, shoots and hits. It's a two. Medrano with a two-point shot, just a step inside, a stride inside the three-point arc from straight on. 27-17 our score. Here's a pull-up jump shot by Cheever. No defensive rebound, Classical High School. It is Gupton pulling the ball up off the floor. 10-point lead now here for Classical. With 20 seconds to go in the quarter, in backcourt, it is Medrano with the ball. Gets a pick, comes up over midcourt. Drives into the corner. There's a foul on the floor outside. This will be the 16th foul on Revere. It's on Stasio. Her first foul. seconds to play in the first quarter. Revere is trailing 10 here. It is a Classical basketball. Kebrew. Kebrew inbounding the ball. Chloe Kebrew up for Medrano. To the foul line. Jump shot is good by Kebrew. 29-17. That's it. The buzzer sounds as Revere launches one from backcourt toward the basket. And it is an air ball and the quarter comes to an end. So for Classical High School, they lead 27-17 at the half, and we'll be back with more just ahead here at the half. Our two halftime guests coming up will talk to Bill Devin, the current athletic director at Classical High School, and his predecessor, Dick Ruth, here. So stay with us right here on MSO New Sports.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings. With 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore, we have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
At
fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Roger Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com.
MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back here at MSO News Sports. We're at the half here. And we're good. We're all right. Go ahead. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Now, here's what we got here. We got Bill Devin, the athletic director at Classical High School, as well as his predecessor, Dick Ruth, retired Dick Ruth. And, Dick, I know you. I saw you still giving him a lot of tips earlier before the game and making sure that he was doing all the things he needed to do. Is that about accurate here?
Billy's doing a fine job. I don't need to give him any tips anymore. He's on his own.
Oh, okay.
He was, just so everyone knows, Dick was my mentor for a long time. That his phone was always on and he was always accessible because the first couple of years I was burning up the airwaves. I had a lot of questions, especially about my keys. He gave me, he goes, these keys are yours. It was like 50 keys on the keychain.
Yeah, it's a little hard to, you know, and only a few doors, right?
Yeah, but in all seriousness, and I'm lucky that he's still here and being part of the Classical family, does the score clock
right
for us, for not only for girls but for boys as well. So I'm very fortunate to have him still here.
We'll talk about the first half in a moment, Dick. Any interesting clock stories for you? I know you've been doing it for a while. Because
really
if it's
not
good, it's not a good thing. If there's a story, it's not a good thing.
That's
right.
That's yeah. Right. I try to stay out of the limelight as much as I can. If they don't notice the clock operator, then there's no problem.
Perfect.
I got something to say about that. his sidekick there, Joe Piscucci, every time a ball goes near the scorer's table, he comes in with like a 60-ounce Big Gulp, and I'm worried that the Big Gulp is going to go all over the clock, which it did last year.
Oh,
and
geez.
I said, Joe, they have things at 7-Eleven called lids. Did you ever hear of a lid?
You know, it is amazing the things that you deal with from day to day. You know what I mean? And that's, there you go. Well, Bill, first of all, athletically here at Classical High School, how's the winter going?
Everyone's fine. You know, we've had the boys' team has hit a little bump in the road. They're hoping to get back on track tonight. The girls are 10-1, have already qualified for the tournament. You know, Paris Wilkie got her 1,000 point. That was very exciting. The track teams and the hockey team and the, you know, the swim team, everybody's happy, everybody's doing their best, and, you know, knock on wood, you know, hopefully we don't get any more snow or bad weather, but, you know, no complaints at all.
No, that won't happen, and I saw the boys the other night. Of course, they were playing without a couple players for a few games, and coming out, getting that thing back together against English, they played pretty well that night, but English is a very good team themselves, and just came out with a 3-point win at home.
It's going to be a very exciting game at the end of the season. Of course, it always is. This place will be packed, they'll put on a good show. I'm sure they will.
Dick, tell the folks how you're keeping busy these days.
Well, I
if you can. I mean, if it's, you know, I know it's the internet. You can probably say almost anything on the internet, I suppose. But we like to.
Well,
I work
for a local funeral home, and I drive for them. And some mornings, it's when they call me, and it's a lot of it's good because I only have to go when they call me, and then I come down here on a couple of nights a week and take care of the clock here. And that's about it. Tomorrow I'll be on a plane going west to Seattle to see some grandchildren.
Oh, nice.
And Billy will have to get somebody to substitute in here for a couple of games for me, but I think they'll be able to.
Well, I didn't tell Dick yet that earlier you mentioned the Classical English game here in February. Just for good old time's sake, I'm putting him in charge of that event that night because we really, really look forward to it.
I'll make sure to get my bottle of Tylenol out.
How many grandkids do you have, Dick?
Five.
Five, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got an 8-year-old. She'll be soon to be a 9-year-old, and then the other four grandchildren are all 6 years old because my daughter had three at a time.
Oh, geez. So four of them are 6 years old?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And we're going out to see the triplets out in Seattle.
All right. Nice. Okay. No grandkids for you yet, Bill, right?
No. I hope not. None that I know of, anyway.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. This is my fault. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about this.
You drew me into that question.
No, I know I did. I'm sorry. I don't know. This has gone horribly wrong, as they say on the news.
Yeah.
Something's gone horribly wrong, and it's right here at Classical High School.
But it's the internet, so you can say anything.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. When you get back to the studio, you're going to have to edit that portion.
All right. Bill, anything else you want to mention at all or not?
Just that I just want to thank you for all the coverage of Lynn Classical High School and what you've done for our student-athletes. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. And Dick, how about yourself?
Always good to see you in the classical gym.
Great to see you, too.
We had a lot of great years, both at the old place and the new place.
That's right, yeah.
Good to see you, Bill.
One last thing. The next time you come, I'll try to get you a table that doesn't wobble too much.
No, this is okay. This is great. I'm not complaining.
Sure?
No, I'm not complaining. No, not at all.
At least we don't have to set up an antenna anymore.
Oh, man. Yeah, we used to set that up. Put it out on the fire escape at the old classical
high
school.
That's
In
the snow one time.
In the snow, yeah. Oh, I don't miss those days.
All right. Have to get back to work.
You got it. All right, Dick. The clock is running down on that guy. Okay.
Okay,
we'll see you.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, we're back with more of the second half. The score at the half, it is Lynn Classical girls up over Revere, 29-17. Second half just ahead.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports. The half is over and the third quarter is underway here in girls basketball. Two top teams in the Northeastern Conference, Revere and Classical, both with 6-0 league records, matched up here tonight at Classical High School. Revere gets the ball to start the third quarter. A shot by Tatiano Icovello is an off the rim, no good. The follow-up is put up by Cheever, no. Rebound Classical. So it's a 12-point lead for the Rams, and they have the ball here. 7:30 to play in tonight's third quarter. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Newell. A special thanks to our two guests at the half, former Lynn Classical Athletic Director Dick Roof and current Athletic Director Bill Devin. Loop pass into the paint to Tiara Horton, and she puts it in on the through the rim for 2 points, 31-17. Revere back on the attack, setting up the half-court game. Looking at now a zone defense here again by Classical High School. Ball down left corner, Stasio. Up for Cheever, three left wing. That doesn't go. Rebound, Pepik. She'll go back up strong, draws a foul. Valentina Pepik, a 1,000-point scorer, going to the free throw line for 2 points, for two shots, rather, excuse me, and for 2 points. She had six in the first half, two of them from the free throw line, two for two at the line. First free throw is in the air. That's no good. She'll have another. And Classical is playing tonight without Paris Wilkie. They're 1,000-point scorers. In fact, both these two players did it on the same night. Here is Pepik hitting the second one. She goes one of two from the free throw line. 31-18, our score. Revere is trailing. Classical has the basketball. Medrano with the ball up over midcourt. Off on the left for Horton, Tiara Horton, up for Medrano, guarded by Cheever, and a bumping foul on Cheever. Now that's her third foul with 6:37 to play in the third quarter. They'll sub for her. A Harper coming into the game, a freshman. Two freshmen in the lineup now for Revere, Caroline Stasio and Harper. Talked to Coach O'Hara earlier this year. In fact, after Pepik had scored the 1,000 points, we did a feature with them. And she was mentioning those freshmen that are getting some playing time for her. Down left block, shot taken there by Classical High School's Gupton, no good. Rebound pulled down by Pepik, shoveling down court. Ball goes out of bounds off Classical. It'll be a Revere basketball underneath their basket. Revere working left to right here in the second half. Ball goes on the inbounds from the end line to the left corner. Ball for a shot from the left corner by Stasio. Doesn't go. Revere's had a little trouble lining it up from the outside, and albeit their first 9 points were all from outside the arc. Medrano of Classical shovels it down underneath Gupton. A runner to the basket. No off the glass. No rebound pulled down outside by DiGiulio. Emily DiGiulio down on the left for Harper. Up top for Icavello on the right baseline. The pass goes down left block. Looking for someone on the baseline. They kick it back up to Icavello, to Harper on the wing. 13 on the shot clock. Out on the right wing, a three ball taken there. No good by DiGiulio. Rebound loose on the floor. Revere gets it on the outside on a deflection. Underneath to Pepik on a feed from DiGiulio, and she lays it in for 2 points. Valentina Pepik. Well, if Pepik is scoring, that means things are going right for Revere High School. She has 3 points, all of their points in the second half here for Revere. Down court, a pass by Classical, deflected by Pepik. Back up top, it goes to Classical, however. Down in the corner, a drive to the basket. A runner is good by Horton. Horton for two, 33-20 the score, 5:07 to go, and a timeout. I think it's been called by Classical. We will keep it right here, see if we can track down a few scores here for you tonight. Of course, the big high school sports news this past week was that former Everett High School football coach, the former football coach, has taken over at Catholic Memorial. Let me just hold on here a second here. I'm trying to flash view a few things here. Here is a boys' final, Linfield over Pentucket tonight. 75-71. Wow, they're scoring some points there. 75-71 final score there. All right, we're back here. We'll forget that, and we'll get back to this game here. 13-point Classical lead, Revere with the basketball. Work it into forecourt, right side. Icavello with it, looking for Pepik at the right block. They feed it into the corner. That's where Pepik is right now. Ball comes around the perimeter off on the left side. Baseline drive shot is redirected by Classical. Nice deflection there. And it is a Classical basketball. Long down court pass grabbed by Gupton. Into the paint she goes, loses control of it. And it will be a Classical basketball. Last touch by Revere. Ball rolling over the end line. 33-20. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Medrano to inbound on the end line for Classical High School. She holds two hands over her head. Comes to the left block to... a runner turnaround there by DiGiulio on a pass from Gupton. Doesn't go. And it's a Revere rebound. Up court, DiGiulio. Off for Icavello. On the dribble up top. Guarded there by Medrano. Comes left with a pass. There's a three from the left wing. Shot is good. Taken there by Harper. Ayla Harper with her first points of the second half. She now has 4 in the game. A 3-point shot brings it to a 10-point game. Left block ball swatted away by Revere, but Classical gets it back. Left baseline shot doesn't go. Shot taken there by Massey. Coach Sawyer wanted a foul on that. Right, and the shot shot was taken right in front of him there. Down underneath, it is Revere. Left block, traveling violation. Turnover Revere. Classical basketball. 3:46 to go, third quarter. A 10-point game here. Out of the game, it is Gupton into the game. Chloe Kebrew. 3:42 to go in the third quarter. Rams basketball down left corner. Off for Medrano toward the paint. Now kicks it back off for Kieber. Left corner jump shot. No. Rebound Revere. DiGiulio with it. Off for Harper. Harper spins around a freshman. Off for Icavello, their point guard and co-captain. On the dribble to the left wing. Now Pepik sets up high a pick as Icavello goes by it. Ball down in the right corner. Off for Stasio. Up on the wing. Traveling violation. It'll be a no traveling violation. Just the ball out of bounds. It'll be a Revere basketball. Maybe somebody called a timeout here. We do have a timeout here called. And at 10 points. Let me see if I can check any more scores here for you here at this point. So here, we're in the third quarter, and it's a 10-point classical lead, 33-23. They led at the half by 10 rather, I guess. What was it? No, 29-27 at the half. 29-17 at the half, excuse me. 12-point game at the half. Ba-ba-ba. Don't forget North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, North Shore Sports guests. North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7 here on MSO News Sports and our daily newscast is every day on North Shore Today, local news and other features as well. North Shore Today, weekdays here on MSO News Sports. As we were referring earlier to the story out of, emanating from Everett, but Catholic Memorial hiring John DiBiase as their head football coach, announcing that yesterday. Danny Ventura with the story in today's Herald on that. That's kind of big news in high school football. Classical basketball, shot taken straight on, no good. Pepik the rebound, and here comes Revere trying to cut it down to single digits here. They trail 10 with 2:48 to go in the third quarter. Icovella with it, slides by a pick, goes off in the right corner. Stasios a three from the corner, no. Classical rebound, Kiebrew with the rebound. Now she's in trouble in backcourt, throws it up, stolen by Pepik. Pepik comes down to the paint, now kicks it out in the right corner. Icovello back up top to Giulio. A three is good. Emily DiGiulio, her second three of the night, brings it down to a 33-26 game with 2:22 to play in the third quarter. Big three by Revere High School. Half-court offense now for Classical. They work it into the paint. It's tipped away. Revere gets the ball. Up court, Icavello. Down to DiGiulio, left corner, back up to Icavello. Two hands underneath, looking for Stasio's pass too far. Hey, 33-26, Classical with the lead. They have the ball. Jasmine Massey with the ball up over midcourt. Quickly by a defender down the paint. Kicks a pass off right block. A lay in there by Delgado. Arianis Delgado for the 2 points. Nice dish there. A take to the basket and pass off on the right block. Here's Pepik, a right wing jump shot is good. It's a two. Out near that three-point line, but it's a two-point shot. 35-28. Nice shot there by Valentina Pepik. Delgado off for Massey up top. Off to Delgado on the left wing. Looking inside, searching for someone. Now goes cross-court on the right side. Off for Horton. Horton two hands up for Massey. Nine on the shot clock. Ball down deep left corner. It is Medrano left, cross-court right. Pull-up jump shot. No. Rebound pulled down on the floor now. Grabbed there by Cheever of Revere. Up court to Icovello. To midcourt, over midcourt. Less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Harper right wing doubled. Now down to Cheever in the corner. Back up to Harper on the wing. Two-hand pass across the way off for DiGiulio. Back up for Icovello. Sidesteps a defender. Puts a three up. No. Rebound pulled down by Harper. Shovels it down and it's kicked out of bounds. Looking to thread it down on the right block for Pepik. Right now, Revere getting some boards on each end of the court. Big offensive board pulled down there by Revere a moment ago. 35-28, Revere trails. They have the ball. Up to Harper, gets the inbounds pass. A three from the wing. Got it! Harper with a three, her second of the quarter. 35-31, a four-point game, 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Medrano of Glasgow with it. Spins. She pulls up for a jump shot. Got a two. Just inside the line on the right wing. Jaylee Medrano. 37-31. Ball tipped away by Glasgow in backcourt. They steal it. They get the ball back, leading six. 13 seconds to play in the quarter. Medrano, 8 seconds. Up top, up on the left wing. Not sure how much they know how much time's left. Now on the right, Massey slides by a defender, goes to the baseline, off underneath. The shot, no, at the buzzer by Delgado, and the quarter comes to an end. We're through three with a score. Lynn Glasgow 37, Revere 31, here on MSO News Sports.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Well, neither one of these two teams tonight wants to be tagged with their first league loss of the season. And that's the situation here. Two 6-0 league teams, league leaders, coming into the matchup here tonight at Glasgow High School, Revere and Lynn Glasgow High School. So Revere and Glasgow tonight in girls basketball. Glasgow has the ball in forecourt, leading 37-31. Traveling violation in the half-court offense. Turnover. Revere gets the ball back, trailing six. Leading scorers through three quarters, Valentina Pepik leads all scorers with 11 points, and classicals, Arianis Delgado has 10 for the Rams. Pepik, the 1,000-point scorer for Revere High School, gets a pass up over midcourt. Here she comes to the basket, kicks a pass off on the left wing, off for DiGiulio. She then sends it back up for Icovella, who runs down the paint. Shot doesn't go. Her own rebound off for Pepik. Got it. Jump shot, Pepik is good. She now has 13 points, 37-33. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. We're coming down to the wire here in this game tonight, a big showdown game in Northeastern Conference girls basketball here on MSO News Sports. Rams set up on the half-court offense. Massey takes it to the basket, kicks it back off on the left wing. A three is good by Tiara Horton. She now has 11 points on the night. She had 8 a moment ago, along with Jaylee Medrano. Now with 11 after that three, back up to a 7-point classical lead. Pepik outside, off Retriever on the wing. Pepik standing inside the circle up high to Harper, right wing, off to Cheever. Back to Harper, right wing, searching inside for Pepik, off Retriever. 10 on the shot clock, off on the right. Harper underneath Pepik, right block. Puts it on the rim and good from the right baseline. Valentina Pepik now with 15 points on the night, cutting the lead to 5 for Glasgow High School. Medrano. Forecourt, left side, shot from the left corner is good. It's a two by Delgado. She now has 12 points on the night herself, 42-35. Little backcourt pressure by Glasgow High School. Harper has it over midcourt, off for Cheever, down on the right for Icovello in the corner. Two hands back up for Cheever. 6 minutes to go in the basketball game. Underneath DiGiulio, off for Cheever, at the circle, is traveling. 42-35, Glasgow and Coach Tom Sawyer hanging on to this lead here tonight. Linfield North Reading wrestling team was a winner tonight. They beat Peabody. Boys basketball, Triton Masco tied at 43, headed to overtime. Cape Ann League games, a lot of those start at 6:30. Georgetown girls basketball falling to Manchester Essex tonight, 46-36. Boys basketball halftime score, Newburyport up on North Reading, 43-34. What was that time? Halftime? Okay. Maybe start a little bit later there. Let's see what else we have here. Well, that's what we got right now. And we do check back with our website soon. We'll be announcing our next week's broadcast schedule of high school basketball and hockey action here on MSO News Sports. And enjoy the weekend coming up. Looks like a great weekend here. 6 minutes to play, third, fourth quarter. And Classical has the basketball leading by 7 points, 42-35. Just under 6 minutes to play. Delgado off for Kebrew. Back till Delgado up hand. Up top, two-hand pass down on the left baseline. Shot taken there by Delgado. Doesn't go. Rebound, Revere. DiGiulio getting the ball. Off to Icavello. Up over midcourt, down on the right, Cheever. Turns down a three on the right wing. They whip it around the perimeter, down left corner. DiGiulio up to Icavello. Now quick ball movement here by Revere. A three is taken by Cheever. She's got it. That was some of the best ball movement we saw from Revere. Like a foul on Harper. Not sure what that was for. And it will be a Classical basketball. And they lead by four, 42-38 after that three-point make by Cheever. Here's Madrano over midcourt down left corner. Massey back up top to Madrano. They're working at strong side left off for Massey. She's got a three. Wow. Massey for three on the wing for Classical High School, 45-38. Well, right now, the Rams have had the answers here tonight on these little Revere runs. DiGiulio, left side, taking a cross-court pass from Cheever. Back on the right for Cheever. She launches another three. She's got it. Well, that's why Erica Cheever is out there nailing two calm, ice-cool 3 points from the right winger, from the right wing, three-point shots. And it's back to a four-point game, 45-41. 4:36 to go here in the game. Madrano, down right corner, three is taken by Delgado, no rebound, Revere. Cheever with it, lets the crowd clear ahead of her, rolls it ahead for Icavello, left wing. Back to Cheever on the right, turns down a three, back to Icavello on the left. Icavello started the game tonight with a deep, deep straight on three for the first points for the Revere. Cheever tries another three, doesn't get an offensive rebound. Harper back for Cheever, a runner in the paint, got it! Cheever with a take to the basket. Picking up a pass that was intended for Valentina Pepik. It rolled past her and to Cheever. It's a two-point game. Classical calls timeout with 3:54 to go. And now it is a 45-43 game. We'll break. Back with more after this.
Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
We do have a score in tonight from Revere in the boys' game, where Lynn Classical is leading Revere at the end of three quarters, 47-29. Here, much, much closer, 45-43. Classical is leading in the fourth quarter. 3 minutes, 54 seconds to play in the game. It will be a Classical basketball. Jasmine Massey to inbounds, off for Jaylee Madrano in backcourt. Madrano, the senior, off on the right wing, off for Horton. Tiara Horton back up to Madrano. Kicks a pass off to Massey on the left wing. Massey's come in, done a nice job here tonight. Pass up high. Wait a minute. We have a violation here. Not a foul. Not sure what it was. Substitution here for Classical. Into the game for the Rams is Jean Gupton. Out of the game is Chloe Kebrew. And it's a Revere basketball. They trail by two. They have the ball. 3:34 to go in the game. Icavella with it out on the right wing. Guarded man for man now by Medrano. Has it tapped away, but Icavella goes back and gets it. Now underneath to Pepik. She banks it in off the glass for two, and we are tied at 45 with 3:15 to play in the game. Revere's trailed so much by so often here in tonight's game. Three on the left wing, taken there by Tiara Horton. No, offensive rebound, Classical. Shot clock to be reset here. Official wants to put some time back up on the, not reset the shot clock, actually, in essence, take time off the shot clock. They reset it. Ball did not hit the rim, according to the official. So they put 16 seconds back on the shot clock, opposed to resetting the shot clock entirely. Classical basketball, 14 on the shot clock. They have it. With it, Medrano left wing, guarded there by Harper. Two hands. Medrano tied up, calls time. Coach Sawyer calling time in a tie game at 45. Wow, this is going right down to the wire here tonight. Again, a 12-point lead by Classical at the half. And looks like Hamilton went and beat Amesbury tonight 73-42. Boys basketball. .45 our score here. Both of these two teams coming into tonight's game at 6-0 in league play. Classical 10-1 overall, Revere 6-2 overall. Classical has already qualified for the state tournament with that 10th win earlier this week, coming against Lynn English High School. Rams inbound the pass, five on the shot clock, left wing. Three ball taken there. Doesn't go by Horton. Rebound Revere. They got a chance for the lead here for the first time in a long time here in tonight's game. Icavello off to Harper, left wing. Back up to Icavello, the two guards. And underneath a violation. Not sure what that call was, whether it was a 3-second call or what. Not a foul, but a turnover and a Classical basketball in a tie game. A traveling violation. Now it goes back to Revere. Back and forth we go here on the turnovers here. Icavello taking the inbounds pass in backcourt. Double feed off for Harper. Off for DiGiulio up over midcourt. Off to Cheever, right corner, back up to Icavello. Three from the right wing. No! Rebound, Classical High School. Medrano quickly over midcourt. Down court, gathering it in there. It is Gupton underneath. Nope. Double dribble. Turnover. Gupton was getting herself into position. Actually did bank it off the glass, but that was after the violation. Revere ball. Tie game still. 2 minutes to play in the game. Icavello in backcourt, seeing backcourt pressure. Off for Cheever, up court for Harper. Harper back to Cheever in the middle. Off on the right wing, Icavello. Underneath Pepik, right block, shot no, but a foul. Icavello will go, or rather, Valentina Pepik will go to the free throw line here. Pepik with 17 points in tonight's game. Foul is on Delgado. That's her third foul for Classical. Second team foul. No fouls at all here in the second half. Revere with just one foul. And here is Pepik at the line for two shots. Makes the first. Foul in the act of shooting on the right baseline. Second free throw will be in the air. Her team now leads by a point with a minute 51 to play. Free throw is good. Pepik for two. .47-45 with 1:50 to play. And Classical has the basketball. They trail two here. They have been ahead so much and by so much here in tonight's game until just now. Here's Classical down in the left corner. A three ball, no. Horton, offensive rebound goes, no, it goes out of bounds off Classical. It'll be a Revere ball with a minute 25 to play. 2-6-0 girls basketball teams in the NEC North battling here tonight. Classical and Revere at Classical High School. Pepik breaks the pressure with a pass, tip pass off to DiGiulio. A three, no. Rebound pulled down there by Classical, by Gupton. Down court pass underneath, a lay in is good by Delgado. She's got 14 points on the night. We're tied at 47 with a minute two to play. DiGiulio takes a pass over midcourt on the left side. Working with Harper, there's a foul on the sidelines. It's on Classical. 57 seconds to play in tonight's game. Timeout, Revere. Coach O'Hara of Revere calling the timeout. Barisil trying to check some other scores here. Nothing really in yet that we have. We do have the Hamilton went over Amesbury in boys basketball. That's a final 73-42. And Linfield over Pawtucket 75-71 in boys basketball. And again, as I mentioned, we'll be updating for you our broadcast schedule for next week's games here on MSO News Sports, possibly over the weekend or first thing next week. This Revere team will play at Winthrop on Tuesday night. Classical goes to Saugus on Tuesday. DiGiulio to inbound for Revere in a tie game. 57 seconds to play. Acavello, deep left side off for DiGiulio. They almost missed up on that pass. Double in the corner, back off for Pepik. Left wing three, no. Two-point shot, rather. DiGiulio battles in the for the rebound, but they say she went out of bounds, off balance. And it's a turnover, so it'll be a Classical basketball with 46 seconds to play. 44 seconds with it. Medrano up over midcourt on the dribble. Guided there by Harper. Comes down in the corner. 17 on the shot clock. Delgado, Medrano with it up top. Medrano on the weave. Comes to the basket. A runner. No. Rebound tipped around out to the sidelines. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be a Revere basketball. It is a Revere basketball as they start up court. Icavello, left wing, off. The ball is stolen away by Classical. Here's a take to the basket, a spinning layup attempt. Good by Delgado. Timeout, Revere. Ariana's Delgado with a steal in backcourt. Drove to the basket, laid it in with 3 seconds to play. Coach O'Hara alertly and quickly calling timeout for Revere. And we will count down here. I think they've changed the clock. There'll be 5 seconds left in the game. So Delgado having a big second half here. She now has 16 points. However, Valentina Pepik, who you've got to think might be part of the scheme here. Pepik now with, she has 19 points in tonight's game. 5 seconds left in the game. Lynn Classical with the lead. Revere has the basketball with an opportunity to tie. And right now, Revere is calling for a tie. We'll take it as well. Back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports with 5 seconds to play.
Follow North Shore Sports at MSONewsSports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
Welcome back. Here we go. In backcourt, Revere has the ball. And they have 5 seconds to go. And right now, DiGiulio will inbound the ball. In backcourt, Harper up court for Cheever. Cheever to midcourt, off on the left by Cabello. The shot doesn't go. And Revere and Lynn Klaskel will win here tonight by the score of 49-47 to improve to 7-0 in league play and 11-1 overall. Back with our recap just ahead.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Very quick recap here. Klaskel had the lead for so much of the night until the very end when Revere took a 47-45 lead with a minute 50 to go. But in the end, it is Klaskel winning here tonight, hanging on to come back to win 49-47 over Revere. Valentina Pepek of Revere, high scorer in the game with 19 points. Erica Cheever with 11 for Revere. And for Klaskel High School, they were led by a 16-point performance by Arianis Delgado. Jaylee Medrano had 8 points. Jasmine Massey she had 5 points. And Tiara Horton with 11 points in tonight's game. Those were some of the leading scorers there for Klaskel High School. So, again, Klaskel will play at Saugus on Tuesday. They go to 11-1, 7-0 in the league. Revere is at Winthrop on Tuesday. They fall to 6-3 overall, 6-1 in Northeastern Conference play. So thanks so much for being with us. We'll have more on our post later on tonight, hopefully some post-game interviews and so on. So stay with us right here on MSO News Sports for more sports throughout the weekend. I'm Bill Newell. Have a good night, everybody. And again, once again, our final score, girls basketball, Klaskel 49, Revere 47.